Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Today we're holding Lamed Hey, but on Lamed Dalet we are Lamed Dalet of a base by the two dots, I believe. Are we? Yeah, we have by the two dots, that's where we are. Kibel HaKosher V'Nosach L'Pasol. Again, yesterday we had, towards the, in the next, the last part of what we learned yesterday, the big shiloh that we have, a puzzle that he makes Shirayim, where the Dab is Mitzavar of the Behema, and we had a Gatsa Diyun over here where we have arrived for the Gemara, what the gather of an Avaidus puzzle is. Well, whether it's Mitzvah that it blends like Nishbach, or it does not blend like Nishbach. The whole Gemara, I think it's clear, at least in one side, and it's not Mashma, that the other side argues with that. Let's say you hold that a Zohar or a Basel makes Shirayim. That means, obviously, that the Aveda of a Zohar is not like the Aveda was not done. Let's say it was Nishbach. Nishbach does not make Shirayim, obviously. You need a Maisens Rika. And therefore, from over here, we have a Raya, the Gabe, really, the Shaklavataya from Kimeger that we had in the beginning of the second parak, and the Raya that we really have a Klara Raya from Taisa Menachas and Dachyat Ches, but like we have over here also for the very fact that a Zohar could make Shirayim, we have a Raya that a Zohar's Rika is called a Zrika. Even according to the other Tzad, that he does not make Shirayim, it's only because it's a puzzle. We don't go to the other extreme and to say that when a Zohar does it, it's like, it's Nishbach. The Gemara even tells it too, to the case when it's not puzzle, let's say the Dabi K puzzle be Yitzay. If you learn that way, that it's only because it doesn't have a Sheva Avayda at all, life's like Nishbach, then the Gemara would not have a Tushtal at all. Therefore, we have this big Yisaitis that we have here on this Gemara also, the Gabi the Shiloh that we brought up at the beginning of the parak with Reb Kimager. But now the Gemara says, what did it say before? A person was Mekabel, a kosher. He gives it to a puzzle to hold. He gives it, maybe, he puts it down. all the possibilities that we have, that we had on the Gemara on, where the Gemara said, where he came and he did something, all the different possibilities that we have. Pardon me? Those cases. Where in the officer of a country gives it back, gives it to a puzzle, then he gives it back to him, gets it into Kalich Hall, and then he gets then he can take it back also. Yeah. Gives it to a czar. Kohen gives it to the czar. Puts it into the small, same thing. I need all the examples. The extreme Srichem Yajni Ashma Inan. Puzzle. Hava Mina by puzzle. What is Tame? Maybe that's different because there it is rectifiable because there's a quality that there is when the Tame has it. Why? Because he's about his Tibur. What? He's right there. There he is. All right. Yeah. He's possessing this Knesset, you mean. A case like that. Yeah, that's true. All right. Okay. Very good. Let's say it would not be you mean if he's here on the outside, so I think it's going to be possible to be outside. Yeah, very good. Good point. Okay. Very good. Yeah. That's fine. They're fine. Could be like that. Yeah. Could be a gay apparel also. All right. I'm a small low. The Ashmeen is small. Shmuel also has a Bible. These say Achshere B'yema Kippurim. There's also, because by the Machta, when he brings it into the Kodesh Kodoshim, you see that there's a Zatzan that the small itself is also good. But it's because it's Yashere any other way. It's too cold. It's too hot. Or it's too heavy. The Machta, therefore, to do it the other way. The Lamaisa, we see, therefore, that the Avaida, Lamaisa, it's acceptable, even though the Halacha is a Halacha Mismo. Avokli Chol, lo. The estimated klichol shuv the chazal the gushenu. There it's at least right to be the kaddish. I'm not having a chaybal though. Tzvich. Break the gemara, beli havi lei dochui. Break the gemara. Let it be. Let the dam, if it's in the batzim, that it is, that it's not right for the speaker. Let it become dochui. Why is it that we're saying that it's not going to be, that it's rectifiable in the matzav that it is? It's not, it's not able to be used. Because he doesn't hold of dichui. Right? Like we learned, not like those who hold that there's a psul of dichoy. Dichoy where it's pushed off from the being able to be used for the mitzvah. It's a very difficult thing that we talk about the din of dichoy. We've had it, of course, a number of times. What's the marker for the whole din of dichoy? The Gemara never brings. We talk about a dichoy b'chlap by Korbanis, the Gemara even says, Vesneish dichoy to mitzvahs even. Where should we learn it out from Karbonis? Should we not learn it out from Karbonis? Really, have you learned by Karbonis? What a shayla is, it's so good, right? Where it learns, others did a dichay etzom mitzvahs by Elulah, by Hadas. The Gemara says, should we learn it out maybe from Karbonis? Yeah, and how do you know by Karbonis? Never brings it. And then we have the shayla shlichim of Balechayim and not Balechayim. But the Gemara assumes that there is a basic din of dichay according to everybody, at least by Shchutin. Maybe not by Balechayim. Rabbi Baskis by Balechayim, there's no dichay by Balechayim. But, excuse me, but there is. There is din of dichay, there is din of dichay by Balechayim. But, what we have is, what we have over here is, that, whether or not there is such a din, according to Chanan HaMitzri, we hold there is, like we said, the source of the din of dichay is elusive. But Chanan HaMitzri holds a less late dichayim at all, the sadya like we learned. Chanan HaMitzri Rafil dab b'kais. Let's say there's dab b'kais, and the other one dies. The Shavish Laleach. Maybe Chaveiro Mizaviglo. You don't have to bring, you don't have to go and choose a whole new thing. Right, to say that it's dochli, and you have to have a new sar la shem and a new sar la zozel. A few dab because you bring another one of his avik law. Because he doesn't hold up the psul of dichoy. A few dab Rashi over here says, a few dab benihavi dichoy. See the Rashi benihavi dichoy. The honir of an itcha, the abai isle, takanta b'chazara. It's dichoy, why is it? That there's a takana with chazara, and then it says goes like Chanan HaMitzri afilu dab sayer. Even if it's dab sayer, that's a mifnim. The sayer l'Hashem is bekais. Umeis habishtaleya lo nikha adam. What do you do though? Ela maybe sayer acher. You bring another some of it. Zavig lahadam bekosher hadam lematan noisav. You're mezavig it and you pair it together with this original Sar Lashem, and you substitute this new Sar Mishnaleah. B'zeh Yishtalach, and this new one will be Mishnaleah. So then, Rav Ashi, maybe we should pause here for a minute also. Why is it that Gemara is asking the Kasha of Dichli? What makes it Dichli? I mean, what did he do over here? What did he do? He was Mekabo the Dam. Yeah, where's it again over here? We have where's all the possibilities that we have, the ones that we have. The Gemara brings again.
The smile and puzzle and Yahimid. And Kli Kodesh. That sounds
good. We have the data. It says Kula Chekivu Es Hadam Chutz Lizmano. Kibel the Kli Kodesh, v'nosad the Kli Chol, Yalta l'kli chaydish. The Gemara has the kasha here. The Gemara says it's hard to understand what happened to the din of dichoy. The Gemara goes like chadon ha-mitzri. Well, that's another thing. Because it's biyada. What does it mean it's dochay? What makes it dochay? What do you mean it's dochay? Bishleima, let's say the case, a person was mapashachatos, examples that we had. A person, let's say, is mapashachatos and he became a mumer. Maybe does so. He has a chatos, maybe does so, then he did shuvi. It's not going to be why, because it's a din, he can't break the chatos. It's a sevach v'shoim tayyema, the guy that. Me'am ha'aretz, he was worshipped up in his own, became a mumer. He's not allowed to do it, me'am ha'aretz. He's not allowed to go and bring it like we had. All right. There's a halachic impediment. He cannot use that chatos. Now what happens, he did shuvah. We understand that's bachar. Over here, when he puts it down, when he takes the dam, all right, and he put it down, let's say put it down over here, gave it to a apostle. The apostle didn't do anything, right? He didn't make a kabbalah. And the kabbalah, we're not doing that he did a halacha either. He wouldn't do it. It's like he put it down on the ground. He put it on a stand. That's what he did. He put that on a table. To do what? Then he has to scratch his head or something. Whatever the reason. So you know, when he put it down, then he's going to pick it up. Is there any halachic impediment that possible, that should pass with the dam? No. Is it not usable, the dam? Dam is usable. Just don't go do a halacha. What? Just don't go do the halacha. He can't do the avayda. The shechita was not properly. The kabbalah was not properly. There's no halacha shleva regal over here either. What did he do? He didn't do anything. What did he do? He just put it down. So now, he picks it right back up. But he shouldn't be able to use it. What's the Gemara mean? As long as there comes a moment in time that it's not usable, it automatically becomes disqualified, even if there is no shep psul in it.
That's
what the
swelling, he didn't do anything either.
What? Again, be shleima in the case, let's say, the case that I gave. All right, the case he became a mumer. Disqualified. Then a mumer, was disqualified. Or let's say the dam, did something happen to the dam that became not usable? It became not usable. All right, also it became disqualified. This never really became disqualified. It's become disqualified. What's what we're asking? No. So let's say you hold that Shalacha Shleva Rego. Shalacha Shleva Rego is where it's going to have to get to a different point. There was a halacha that was done. Let's say, let's say I gave it to him and he gave it to somebody else standing right next to him. And he gave it to somebody else right next to him. That's a halacha. There was halacha shleva rega. Over here, there's a transfer of position. And there's not shleva rega. So if you hold halacha shleva rega is a problem, then that is able to pass it. We can understand over there, it passes it. Over here, there was no halacha. I have it right here. I put it right down. What?
There should be like my
sitzvah. Yeah, that's not my sitzvah. Yeah, the chayrit, so when Tosfos comes over here, something has to be good. Chayrit, that's what the word in Tosfos taking. He does not apostle babachat. So what? My sitzvah, be garbi, does not allow heaven? Puts it down on the table or something. Shemei lo pares, achi abas fisen. Remember the Gemara says that, Yuma, Victoria, Yotza, Menicha, okay? That's the case. He put it down on the Kedah of Shebehecho. That's not what he did. Let's say he goes and takes the Daba Par and he puts the Daba Par down on the pedestal. The Kedah in the Hecho. So he has to do that. Nobody says it's going to be possible. Because I'm Dachoy. Al Kedah of Shebehecho. The Ay Tichiwahi. Krah. The Maisi Liel Perakaba. The Gemara Rebbe brought the Pusik. That when they brought it, they gave it to somebody else to hold. The Gemara brought that. And sugis of a halacha, shleva rego. The nearer the heart of what is the Gemara asking over here? The lihavi dachay lokoi of an us of the apostle. Not going on the person that gives it to apostle. They tell them I say it's the mother. There's nothing wrong with that. El Aparas Abnasa Liklichol. The Gemara's Kasha is only here. He put it into a Klichol. Banishbach bin Akli al Haritzba. Or the place, let's say, where it was Nishbach from the Kli al Haritzba. The Gemara's not asking by all the cases. But the Gemara has the case of the Mishnah. I mean, we have the cases of the Mishnah. We go back again where it said, Kibel HaKosher. Okay. Kibel HaKosher. That's not the puzzle. Yamzeh LaKosher. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. The Gemara would never ask by that case. Kibel HaKosher, the Nosan the Apostle, Yamzeh LaKosher. Nothing wrong with that. That has nothing to do with Dichui. He didn't do anything wrong. There was no halacha shel regular. Kibel the Yamina, the Nosan the Smiley. It was also the same thing. He didn't do anything. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing different here than putting it down on the table. Yamzeh the Yamina. Kibel, however, Kibel Mikli Kaidish. And now what? The Nasan Likli Chol. Now that already is something else. Now the Dam Kaddish is an Amakim that is not allowed to have Zvika done from it.
That
is an answer
apostle
is also. It's well, like Yamzeh Likli Kaidish. You put it back to where it was. Or Nishbach bin Akli al Haritzba bi Asmo. This kasha. There the Gemara says, let's say it was on the floor and it's not in a keli anymore. Not on the, if it's on the floor and it's not on a keli anymore, it's ill, it's not a legitimate zrika.
It's not an
instrument.
Something happened. Not an
instrument. It's not putting it down. Let's say the dam went on the floor, or the dam went into a klichol. That's one thing. The dam cannot be in a klichol. You're going to have to get the dam back to where it was. You can't be zayrik the dam from there. Mashenge, let's say you had the dam in a kli kodesh, and you gave it to a czar to hold. All right, take it right back from the czar. There's nothing happened to the dam. The dam is there. The dam is just put down on an istvah. By the case where the dam is now put into a kli chol, that's not like the case of istvah. And that's why the Gemara says that the only way to explain this over here is only it's going like Chanan HaMitzri, who holds if you can pair it up with another Sar Mishtaleya. And Amara comes, so therefore he holds. Rabashi Amar, that it's not a problem of Dichoy anyway. The reason is, Chol Shebiyon no Lo Habi Dichoy. As long as Enechanabi, it should be Dichoy, but it's easily rectifiable. You pick it up from the floor. You pick it up from the klichol and you put it back to where it is. As long as it's biyado to rectify, that's not a psul of biyado. Man Shabbos Leidisha Chulia, who's the one that holds that way? Rabbi Yehuda, like we learned, the Snad, the Ayn Amr Yehuda Nishmach Adam, Yomus HaMishpaleya. If the dam was spilled, the Mishpaleya that's here now, has to die also, and you have to, the whole thing is a do-over. The whole Hagrala is a do-over. This is, remember, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Chatos HaMesis applies even by a carpet seat, but we don't hold like that. He holds that the din of Chatos HaMesis of Chatos HaNiskapu Baleha it applies even by a carpet seat, which we do not hold like.
Yeah.
But after, no, that's Andrew Mason, but besides that, even in a case, let's say, where it was Miss Copper, they were not, they died. The Shamina lay the Omar, and yet we know that even though he holds like that, the Omar calls Shemiyadu Havidichi, the Sadia, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer. What does he say? What do we find in Rabbi Yehuda? That even if we have a case of that, that's Tosui. It's still not dachay where it's biyado to pick it up or to rectify it. Like we learned the following. By Karban Pesach, what did we see by Karban Pesach? Rabbi Yehuda Rekai Sechar Hayimah Bali Midabat Aruvis. Bizarkos Rigafas Kenevit Hayesoid. He would say that when we have the dab that's spilled, and it's Misarev with other kinds of dam that is not good, and he picked it up and he's Zayrikit, Shmami, you can do that. Shmami no, kosher niyana, where you can pick it up. Lo habi vichay, Shmami no. And therefore, that's the reason and that's the pshat in our Mishnah. When we have in our Mishnah all these scenarios where he took the dab and he gave it over to the bazaar, he put that on the, he put it in a klichol, or he spilled out on the floor. Any of these cases, but if he ought to fix it, he'll go to pick up, he can pick up the dump from the floor, like we have. Shmami Nayasvedali, it was originally in a klisharis. There's nothing wrong with picking it up. And Gufa, Tanya, Rabbi Huda, let's go back and what exactly was this about? We said, talking about a carbon Pesach, Tanya, Rabbi Huda, Koyisechad, Haimabawe, Midaba, Taruvis. The dam of the Taruvis, of dam, some of the dam is good, some of the dam is no good. If one of the dumim that was niskabel for use of the carbon Pesach fell on the floor, it spilled out from the Mizrach, you gather up nitzoshubachshiro, how can you do that? No, if it's not miskabel bikli, then dam is possible. So anyway, you're not good. Fine, very nice. You're 100% right. Be no yodi. How do you know it was not miskabel bikli? Oh, shema lo miskabel bikli. You mean, oh, the Rabbana don't know that. Shema lo miskabel bikli. Amar lahen? Okay, so what? Apanila amarti. Elam should miskabel bikli. I'm only telling you that it is usable. By that dam, that of course, as we know, was niskabel bikli. The who gufe bidoyada? Oh, how does he know? We're talking over here. We're talking that day. You're watching it. There's surveillance over here the whole time. No, but he can assume that way because Kahanim's reason. They do it immediately. And then what happened to Mishtapchen? And therefore, that's the reason why they're able to do it. So of course. Now, but what about the other dam? I mean, there is dam. There definitely is dam. So now it says what? Because the data is, let's say the dam kind of has reason. Okay, the often high end, they do it, and then it's filled. But what about there other stuff there also? Yeah, so what? Rabbi Yudel Tabe, the Oba, Dama Tamsis Kari Dam. Dama Tamsis is Dam the Sanya. Dama Tamsis be Azhara. And Rabbi Yudel Rabbi Karis. And he also holds that Dam is not Bavatul Dam. It's true that it's Dam. But so what? Even Rabbi Yudel holds it. It's the Dama Tamsis that comes out after Misa. You need dam on nefesh. It's not going to be mechaper. Therefore, the dam is certainly puzzle. Dam shanefesh yaitzibo kari dam. Sheida nefesh yaitzibo ein kari dam. At least for kapara. It's got the reason why you can do this here. Is because you're right. There is dam atamsis. But so what? Dam is not mevatel dam, and you can do both. Now, so what happened to while putting down puzzle on the Mizbeah? For that, the Gemara says later, not here, but it was here, so it was going like Rabbi Lezer. Like Rabbi Lezer says that he does it with shame by him. See, the top Taishras also comes and he says, Ain Dam, the Vakal Dam, the Dama Tam says, Zorak Lay with shame by him. What would you do that? I mean, there is Dama Tamsis. So what do we have over here? We have ein dam mevatel dam. So what happens? Levaisi, you're being zayrik dam atamsis. How do you do that on the mizbeach? You're not allowed to throw foreign things on the mizbeach. Yeah, you can't do that. But ein chadabi, the Gemara says, if you hold like Rabbi Lazar, so it says you'll do it not l'shem dam l'shem zrika. You'll do it l'shem bayin. Rabbi Lazar, the parakat harubis, who holds the islay rayin. You can look at it, you have to look at the dam, and you look at it as if it would be Mayan. The Yinami, Sama Lakrabi, Eliezer, Dabadisaram, Hadab, Dabatam, Tiskushin. where he holds anyway, it's the Davatansis, maybe you can use it, use and use everything. It's another tzad that we have over there. And therefore, that's the reason over here why it's going to be able to work. He holds a dab about the dab. We can really ask the same kasha. But ask the same kasha, what about the other, even if it's not Davatansis? What about regular dam? Clear what we have. What about the dam that was, there was dam that was not discovered by Kli? Or what about the dam that already was in Israq? There was dam that goes on the Mizbeach. And what happens to the dam that already was thrown on the Mizbeach? It goes also, it goes on the floor. It goes connected on your side. The dab drips all over the place on the floor. That's anything right. The dab remains. The chayra, what we have to say is, there also, he does it, l'shem ayim. Come on to the same thing. Looks at Karen Ira, we have, there's kashas up there from the dab that already was. Why is it, it's not only shver, but like the Gemara is saying for dabatapsis, you have the other kinds of dab, the dab that was already in Israel. What's the dab? What happens to the dam that was already in Israel? It becomes chulin. It's already a nasas mitzvah. So, dam that's on the mitzvah, use it for the carbon pesach. And you were zayvik the dam, and now the dam spills off. And now it's all on the floor. Don't on the floor. That dam is chulin. The raya is, goes into the oven.
Give it
to the gardeners, right, to the fertilizer. Yeah. Yeah, you do that. I mean, so you let it go to the aman, you use it. That dam is not pulling. You have the problem over here also. How do you do that? We'd have to come on. Oh, they have to do it. You should l'shem ayim. They have to do that also. Now something Gemara. Ella Rav Yehuda l'tameh. He says, "Ei dam b'batol dam." Amalam Rav Yehuda l'divreichem. According to you, the Rabbanan who not so are not saying like me. And you hold, let's say, that you don't say a dam of Abdul Tab, and you would not be able to do this. Lama Paikino Azari says that they would stop up the drains of the Azara and let a pool of blood come there by the Kabbat Pesach. I'm below, why? The reason that they did it was Shvachulim Neyar and Shehachanan Akavesehim Bedam. They did it. You know why they did it? They did it because it's a shvach. They should go out after they say him b'dam. Yeah, they only did this. When did they do this? They did an Erev Pesach. For Dav Kabbat Pesach. Why do you say they didn't do it? What about Erev Pesach Shekali as B'Shabbos? Would they do it also? Well, they could. Kabbat Baba Rabbeitz. The whole day there, it's out to Shmutz, it's saying Shmutz, but being Dush. The what? Yeah, but they really would be able to do that, huh? You have an Shmutz, but being Dush there. You do have an Shmutz, but you have a Chalik, Shmutz, but being the Rabbanin. Or what? What happened to Shalosh Regalim? They didn't do this.
All the Eilasriyas
and the Shalmei Chaginyas. At least maybe they all didn't do it the same day. They did it spaced out throughout the Regalim. And also another thing, if they would do it on Yom Tov, there could be other, or Shabbos, there could be other things that they would worry about. There's, remember, there could be problems of schita. There's a big mile of doing it over here. There's nothing to worry about at all. It's Erev Pesach. It's called the Noesir Malacha. So whatever is necessary to go clean it up, there's not going to be a problem. Amro lo, shvachu levinei yaren shalom, chanan ha kubeseyem bedam. Ba dam ha, dam ha michatzitza. Ma lachu lo ha michatzitza. Where it says that it's not a problem of chatzitza because a davar lach is not chatzitza.
What about Nikolai? He likes it?
It's a Savannah Jew. There's nothing that's spacing it. What do you mean?
Why does Gemara say Nikolai?
It's not like it's like
why
not?
Right.
fact, it's more than that. It's
yeah. In the Darasa, what do you mean? Probably is Bachman. Maybe it would be Bachman.
No, it's because he wants it.
He wants it there for Shvach, but it's not going on the, that time it should be on, it's stuck on him by a Hoyda if it's going to be there.
Yeah.
What? If it's wet, it's not chaitzitz. It's mitzvah, but I, the big day kahuna, get dirty, bloody. But tonight, how you begot him to stoshin, the other, the din is avadus of psula. It can't, so how would he be able to do that? What's the psula?
It's not, it's Rashi said, l'chomer
l'sefaros. Yeah.
What do you say?
Rashi said, l'chomer l'sefaros.
Rashi says, l'chomer l'sefaros, and l'chomer l'sefaros. No. We're not saying l'chatsitsa. No. The Gemara is asking another thing. How would he be able to put to stashim? He's not allowed to do the avoidant with dirty big day kahuna. So how would they be able to do that if the shvachal of inayar and shachmanaka v'sein v'dam? But the mitlasayim. The mitlasayim are going to get filthy.
It's also coming to Sephardis.
It's also, why?
Because
the chi tema, what are you going to say? The magulahu. What are you going to do? They're going to say they're going to pick it up. That's not an answer like we know from the Gemara's before in the Yitches. But Tanya Bido can be Dosa. Shlo Yechsam Shlo Yaisir. He can't have it too short and he can't have it too long. It has to be the right size. But the Gemara says, by Lachas Eivarim Lekevish. We're not talking about the Zrikas. We're talking about Mylach the Eivarim to the Kevish. Great thing, what do you mean? By Lachas Eivarim to the Kevish. The lava vaina he. That's not an avaina. What do you mean? The lava and within what do I think? It only be the kahuna. The lava hatanya hikri makanis akol. Su hey laha lava say varam the kevish. Avada, you need avaina's kayin, you need big de kahuna for that. That's called hailacha, since hailacha say varam avada, that is. That's called an avada, that's an avaina. Hello. We're not talking about that, but we're talking about not the halacha of the Evarim, we're talking about the halacha of the Yetzim, to the Maracha. The love that already, the love of Aydahi. For that, we have a love of Aydahi. So, frankly, okay, very nice. Now what? So now they're able to go that, and they get filthy, but there's nothing wrong with that. Now, what happens by the Avayda?
Much more walking
clean. Well, yeah, well, I know. Hey, Yosli. Yosli, I used to be. They would go on platforms, and obviously the Gemara holds that the platforms are not going to be a chatzitza.
From the Rebbe
Hashem. What? Rashi here says, because this will be part of the, now it's called part of the Ritzvah. Now, of course, we have to know why. Hey, Chayyavan, Allah, Mishim. Rashi says again, I insight, it's the most givayim hayusham, binyan avanim. Binyan avanim, the Adam chaitzitzin, the min haritzbahein. It's known because they are min haritzbahein. Why they have them? Well, not, remember they had the tiles. This is not stuff, these are high platforms. This is not the regular, this is not the regular floor of the tiles. This is a, what?
Yeah,
that's movable. They were movable. I mean, the Gemara is, remember before, on the Dachab Dalit, remember how Charles, let's say, one of the stones became the starch.
Yeah, another thing, the Gemadrin, from before that, there was a Gemadrin, everyone wants to know how the Gemadrin on the floor of the child. If the blood's filled, it goes backwards.
Yeah. You mean if it's an incline. You mean yeah, all right. Yeah, but I'm talking about the floor itself. There were tiles. Stone tiles. The Gemara says, let's say, what got loose. tomorrow it could be a chatzitza.
Because
he's standing, if it got loose, where's he going to be standing? Think by standing in the hall, the goomba. But it's not a problem because loving must be kaddish that also. Here we're talking, remember, it has to be high up in the air. Like Rashi says, it has to be high up in the air. He doesn't say of it now. Obviously, if they're going to have that, they're going to do the Avaida, it's not a chesar, not a chobik sav.
That was the way we did it.
What happened to what?
You have a form of now a Bagley
Allah Evan. Where? What is I can't hear you. Yeah, it's not a chatzitza. So it wouldn't be a chatzitza. I don't know, just because it would be that, I don't know if it'll be over here like this. It's like a wall. It's a whole different thing. Possibly, yeah, it's not a, but over here it's even part of the binyan, even Rashi says. Rabbi Rashi doesn't say that here. He doesn't say it like you're saying, because Mimma Mino is Eid of Chaitzitz. He's saying because Hayashah Binyan Avada, the Eid of Chaitzitz, the Binyan Ritzvah. It's a Bechlau of the Ritzvah. It's part of the Ritzvah, the Tzura of the Ritzvah. That's what they, but it seems, but what makes it hard to hear over here is, it's a good, what does it mean? What's the reason that they did this? That's the reason that they did it, to make it part of the Ritzvah. They don't need this as part of the Ritzvah. Why are they doing it? It's a Shvach. Whose idea was it, the Shvach? Benavuah? Is it Benavuah? Is it part of the Tzom Yitzav Yad Hashem? Or is this an innovation that took place later? Chayra, we have to say it's part of the Benavuah. Well, it's a later innovation that they did that for Shvach Lebnei Aaron, and then what are they doing? They're doing the Avoda by doing it on top of these platforms.
It's the only Shvach carrying foot. You're going through the blood.
When they're put, yeah.
That's the least. It's
not an Avoda, you're right. The Shvach is that they're all bloody.
But only when they're carrying the
wood. Yeah. Let's say, I ask you, this is a very simple, a silly thing. They're carrying the wood to the baracha, full of bloody clothes. Now what? What are they going to do now? They're going to what? Do what? They're going to do any avodah. Where are they going to change the clothes? Right? What? Where? Going to a lishka to change. Go to a lishka to change, and then put on clean clothes, and then the new ones will go with the istava. What?
That doesn't work.
For Eitzim, you can do that. But the Gemara is falling away from that. The Gemara is not saying that.
That would solve
this
problem.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but the Gemara is not saying that. Then you don't have the Shvach on Sheshon and Akam Esayim Vidah. The Shvach is that they're full of blood.
John
is saying they rolled it up
because they didn't
think
they
could
when they did the Eitzim.
They're full of blood. The Begadim or the legs? What? All right. The Gemara is saying over here, and it's falling away. I think that the word is they brought him in at Erev Pesach.
So what made them part of the Ritzvah?
It's some standard practice of Erev Pesach.
The same material as the Ritzvah.
So it's made out of stones. Okay. All right. It's made out of stones. So what happened over here? We have another diuk that we have over here, by the way. There's another diuk that's much more lubdish than we have over here. When the Gemara talks about bringing the Eitzim to the Baracha, they brought it to the Kevesh. What about on the Kevesh, going from the floor to the top? Who brought that? Were they able to wear dirty Big Day Kahuna over there? Until what point were they able to wear begadim that were betushtoshim? They got to the kevesh. Halachas eitzim labara. Halachas eitzim. What'd they do? Halachas ate him in the meat. Yeah, no. He said, right, Zuhalachas ate Barab the cabbage. Think about what happened. They brought Halachas ate him to the cabbage. They can't be that because he needs Kohan. Ella, Bahalachas ate him the Maracha, the lava Vaidahi. At what point does it cease to be? They go all the way up to the Maracha? Or they had to go only to the bottom of the cabbage in order to do that.
So they brought it up to the fire.
What?
So they brought it up to the fire. They carried the wood,
Yeah, but now it's going to be totally, that's totally in Stira. We have, what we spoke of, the Gemara's a name of it. Whether or not, once you're on the cabbage and you're preparing the Akhtara, whether that's part of the Seder HaTorah, not halacha, not the halacha anymore.
Doesn't have a prize guard?
Because like the Rashi said, we have the Gemara's and Erevin, on Kufdalin and Erevin. But the Gemara says, right, that when they're on that already, it's part of the Gemara's and Erevin. Huh?
Part of the
Zorah, came
from the Kedesh, Sabbath, Maracha, Yuma?
Very, very, very good. But it's only about the Sidur of the Maracha. I'm not talking about the Sidur of the Maracha, but that you're 100% right. The question is, walking up the Kevesh, is that Avaidus Kayin or is it not Avaidus Kayin? We have Gemara and Erevin, the second.
Oh, we have a they only tucked it in. They could just untuck it and walk up the Kevesh.
All right. So the Shalz by the Gemara remains with that over here. Here, the Gemara is a Mechitev, and immediately the Gemara falls away from that. After the Ella, see, the Gemara says the Ella. Ella is Mashmah, you're coming back to a whole different thing. That's why it's Mashmah said the Gemara. Not that it's remaining there, but picking up the begot of it. Sorry to be Mishnah, thank you very much.
Things
just going
on well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's the deed, the show that we had. Boys kid Melach, I'll come be Kevish. The Mishnah, remember, tells us. You put Melagabi in Bishvil Shalom Yachliku, so that it shouldn't be slippery.
That's a
parable. No. So here it says again. I mean, this thing that we have over here. Yeah, so here the Gemara says, Bishvil Shalom Yachliku. Amina Chatzer, well, Lachamol. Either Bavat, like the Gemara now says, Amalei Ravada Breder, how did they put salt on it? Either Bavatle, is it be Bavatle the salt to the Kevish? Kobaisa Babinian, you can't do that. You're not able to do that. Either Loka Bavatle, let's say they're not Bavatle the salt to the Kevish. It's going to come out that it's a chatzitza. So how would they be able to do that?
On the feet of the
kevesh. The either low come of that way, something gemara. It's not a problem of chatzitza. It's talking about halacha sevarim to the kevesh. That's not an Avaida. And since it's not an Avaida, there doesn't have to be a halacha sevarim lekevish. Great thing about it, what do you mean? Below b'hapsid, we just got finished saying by Agamar also. Halacha sevarim is a kevish, and therefore there should be a problem of chatzitza on the kevish. On the kevish, it's a chatzitza because halacha sevarim lekevish. The Yomar Mazu halacha sevarim lekevish. Ella Ema. When we talk about this din, in other words, what? On the kevish, there would be a problem of halacha sevarim. What's the avaida? Halacha sevarim? You can't have that. But it's not a problem. You can still go up. It's the problem. It's not a problem of halacha seitzim lebaracha because when you get to the kevish and when you go up the kevish, that's all part of the activity of halacha seitzim lebaracha. It's that part, and that we have stiris. The gabe this did. what is the status exactly of this din that we have? From here, Akbar says, what Akbar is telling us over here, that when we have, when he's going up the Maracha, up to the Maracha, it depends. It's called, by Varim, it's called Halacha. It's called Halacha. By Hayatay to the Maracha, you're allowed to do that also. It's not going to be a proper Chatzitza because of that. So, to the Kevish, it's not right. The Mashiach going to the Kevish, Halacha say Varim the Kevish. No. But it doesn't mean that. Halacha say Varim the Kevish, it's going to be a problem going up. Also, it's going to be telling whether that itself is an Avaida or whether it's not an Avaida. If it's the Halacha of the Evarim, it's going to be a problem. The Halacha of the Eitzim, it's not. The status that we have of walking up the Kevish is the same status as walking to the Kevish. And that creates a problem. For that we have spheres, whether or not the going up the Kevish is part of the Haktarah, is it Tchilas called Tchilas Haktarah? We have to, it's called Tchilas Haktarah, or is it not called Tchilas Haktarah? Asher l'sazem alecho davar she'ein darko lecho. U'lahatir davar she'ein darko lecho. U'lahatir. Of course, like we have this, he's shechted of davar she'ein darko lecho, hakta davar she'ein darko lecho, kosher. But, as we all know, Rabbi Lezer Paisel, lecho davar she'ein darko lecho. U'lahatir davar she'ein darko lahatir. Pachas, because ayis, it's kosher. You need a kezayis to eat and to be makter. What about this? Lecha kechatzi zayis o lahakta kechatzi zayis. Which we also have. The din is kosher. Why? Shein achil akhtar mitzarf. He can't have a tzilut. Shechet is a zevach now. He shechs the carbon lecha kezayis min ha'or. From the hive. Any animal. Who mean her righteous? Who mean a keeper? Who mean her elbow? Now here, need for the soup, a keeper from the elbow. Elbow's big bach like is what it is. What, pardon me? Oh. The elbow and bach like is in cool and what exactly it is? Yeah, the elbows are different things. Well, the elbows, we're going to leave, maybe we should leave that hanging for the, what the elbow. Rashi says, Gid ha-tzavar shu kashim. Ve'ray lachil. It's the gid of the tzavar. It's a sinew of the neck, which is hard. L'mid ha-tzavis, l'mid ha-gidim, l'mid ha-karnayim. L'mid ha-tlofit from the hooves. He has kavanah to eat those things, which are not ray lachila. Chutz l'spado, v'chutz l'kaymai. Kashir. Those things are kosher. Why? It's not a machshavas pingo because they're not roi lachil. The eichat yavan alav shu pingo, the nicer, to eat it, nochi if nicer, the tamed. Shechet is habugdoshim, lechol shlil, let's say he shechted a carbon to eat the shlil, an embryo that's inside. Oshilyar, shilyan, that's also a yichtaber. The chutz, lo pigil. It's not roi lachili. Hamaluk is a tyrant lechol. He goes on, he's mailing. Malika by an oif. To do the doves that he's bringing for a carbon. To eat what? Lechol beitzehem. To go eat their eggs. Because lo pigil. It's not part of the thing. Cholam abudashim ubei a tyrant. Well, these things that are not part of the bird. In chayavanom shupigil nicer betomen. The Gemara says, that's the aside. We have, and has to be things that are roi lachil. Hakarnayim, hatlofim, hagid, nicer agid, nicer atzomis. These things are not. Gidim, hakarnayim, I mean atlofim are not. I have problems with this. The gidim, remember? The din is by a carbon pesach. You have to leave the gidim. And they're able to be a bit starved to make a chabura to eat the gidim. What is the din if they left them in the gidim of the carbon pesach? You have to burn it. If it's nicer, you have to burn it. Well, and you can be a bit starved because it's basur. And here it's telling us that you can't, if you're mefagel, you don't have it. These will have to leave this for the time being. Amar Rabba lo, sir. Let me just say one little nekuda over here also. One thing, we have a problem over here also. If you're Zedin, what does it tell us over here also? It tells us that there's no depingal by the righteous, remember. Hashechet is a zevach, lehok is zayis, mit ha'ar, mit ha'raitav, mit ha'kipa. There's no dead people. Now, the Gemara says, Mishnah, maybe for the Mishnah itself, it wouldn't be a riot. But let's say even more, what's the thing with the raitav and the kipa? Omer Abulah said, pigil v'zevach. Nispagel ha'shlil. What is it, everything we're talking about comes from Abulah, and he's telling us, is only where he has machshava, to take these things that are not usually eaten, and he wants to eat them chutz l'zmano, he cannot be mefagil that. Well, let's say, comes from a lozer, he has kavanah to eat the regular basar chutz l'zmano. That's when part of the carpet becomes pigul. And then later on, if and when it becomes pigul, he then takes the shilya and eats that. He takes one of these things, and he'll eat that. There's a difference between being the fagel by thinking about those things, and once the figel is called, even whether or not there's going to be a chiv karis comes from Balasa. Now, he does not mean to say that by the tlofen, and the chlau bat roi lachil. That's a very important nekuda over here. He's not saying it by the hooves. There has to be something that is at least roi lachil to some extent.
Does that have to be possible?
Yes, that's me, Buzzer. Yes, sir. Omer Abulazar, Pigil Bezebach, Nispagel Ashlil. Bishlil, Lo, Nispagel Azebach. It is Buzzer, but it's not Buzzer. Pigil Bielo, Nispagel, Mukmura, Mimura, Lo, Nispagel Elo. Pigil Biemurim. He's mafagya by thinking, bigamidi makter the emurim chutz l'zmano. He's padlu parim. The meat of the par, of the parman is sruffin. Are able to be mafagya too. The parim, let's say he's mafagya by the parim. But he's padlu emurim. The emurim are not. Why? Because these things, the meat of the parman is sruffin, are not right able to be eaten. They're supposed to be burnt. Lein misaylei b'shavin shinkishu b'achilas parim u'misreif asan. If he thinks of him, he'd eat the parim and the burn or the burn them chutzlis bada lo asam aleklo. My love, hachishu be'emurim. Oh, maybe we can be medayik and we'll say, let's say hachishu be'emurim nispaglu parim. The parim become nispagel. Which means, like we just said, so it's a diuk. So that's not the diuk. No, right. What it means is, he should be a murim, nispaglu a murim ajba. It means that it will not have an effect, maybe it's something else. That's Rabbi Lazar's chiddush. Rabbi Lazar is telling you there's such a thing that's called a quasi-busser. It's not real busser like everything else. But it is Basa that's somewhat dry for Achila. He's not talking about Tluffin. He's not talking about the horns, right? Karnayim. If a person will eat the horns of a behemoth that became piglet, well, he's not chayim on anything. But if he ate the shilya, yeah. Shilya, yeah, it is edible. It is something which is edible. And therefore, people don't eat it. But it is edible. The karnayim are not edible at all. And therefore, that's its kiddush. You know, it's a difference between being mafagel and being mispagel. All right, I'm going to have to stop over here.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.